Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Attachment Parenting Book, A Common Sense Guide to Understanding and Nurturing Your Child, is a parenting guide by pediatrician William Sears and Martha Sears, written to explain the philosophy of attachment parenting in practical terms. Positioned within the parenting advice genre, the book argues that a strong early emotional bond helps babies develop trust, security, and later independence. Rather than presenting child rearing as a system of strict routines or behavioral control, it emphasizes responsiveness to infant needs and everyday closeness between parent and child. The authors frame their advice around the well-known baby bees, including bonding, breastfeeding, baby wearing, bedding close to baby, belief in the meaning of a baby's cry, and resistance to overly rigid baby training approaches. The book is aimed primarily at new parents and caregivers who want guidance grounded in pediatric experience, but expressed in accessible, common-sense language. Its purpose is both practical and philosophical to help families make nurturing choices while understanding the emotional logic behind them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment parenting as a philosophy of early responsiveness. The book's central argument is that the first months of life are not simply about managing infant behavior, but about building a secure relationship through consistent responsiveness. Sears and Sears present attachment parenting as a style that treats a baby's dependency needs as legitimate communication rather than habits to be broken. This makes the book different from advice manuals that prioritize schedule enforcement or early independence. Instead, the authors connect emotional closeness with later self-confidence, suggesting that children who feel safe early are more able to explore later. The reasoning is relational rather than mechanical. Babies who experience predictable care learn that the world is trustworthy and that trust becomes the foundation for resilience. The book, therefore, frames parenting choices as long-term investments in emotional development, not merely short-term solutions to crying, sleep, or feeding challenges. That perspective is one of its most distinctive features. Secondly, the baby bees as a practical framework for daily caregiving. A major contribution of the book is its memorable framework of the baby bees, which organizes attachment parenting into concrete practices. These typically include bonding, breastfeeding, baby wearing, bedding close to baby, belief in the language value of the baby cry, and beware of baby trainers. The usefulness of this structure is that it translates an abstract philosophy into habits. Parents can actually evaluate and apply. Each element reinforces closeness in a different way. Physical contact, feeding, sleep arrangements, and interpretation of crying all support attentiveness to the infant. The framework also reflects the author's attempt to unify emotional and practical care rather than treating them as separate domains. By presenting a set of guiding principles, the book helps parents make decisions consistently instead of reacting to isolated problems. Even when readers disagree with particular practices, the framework is influential because it gives attachment parenting a coherent vocabulary and a repeatable method. Thirdly, breastfeeding, baby wearing, and co-sleeping as tools for closeness. The book gives particular attention to practices that increase physical proximity, especially breastfeeding, baby wearing, and sharing sleep space or bedding close to baby. These are not presented as symbolic gestures, but as everyday tools that make responsiveness easier. Easier, breastfeeding supports frequent contact and can simplify feeding as a source of comfort as well as nutrition. Baby wearing keeps the infant close while allowing caregivers to remain active, making attention more continuous rather than segmented. Co-sleeping or close-sleeping arrangements are discussed as ways to reduce distance during the night and respond more quickly to infant needs. The book's reasoning is that proximity lowers friction between parent intention and baby reality when the child is physically near. Care becomes easier to deliver promptly and calmly. This emphasis also reflects a broader view that nurture is built through ordinary routines, not exceptional interventions. At the same time, these practices can be demanding, which is part of why the approach is often seen as intensive and not equally suitable for every family. Fourthly, reframing crying, discipline, and the fear of baby training. Another important theme is the book's challenge to methods that interpret crying as manipulation or that push infants toward early self-regulation through strict training. The authors argue that crying is a meaningful form of communication and should be treated as a signal to understand, not a problem to suppress. This is where their criticism of baby trainers becomes central. They suggest that overly rigid approaches can create emotional distance and undermine trust between parent and child. The practical implication is that discipline should not begin with domination over the infant, but with learning to read cues and respond appropriately. In this view, parental authority is not weakened by responsiveness. Instead, it is made more credible because the child experiences the parent as reliable. The book's stance matters because it shifts the conversation from obedience to relationship quality. Even readers who do not adopt every recommendation can see that the authors are arguing for a caregiving model in which interpretation, patience, and emotional attunement come before control. Lastly, the father's role in the broader family dimension of nurturing. The book does not restrict attachment to the mother-child bond alone. It also addresses the father's role in nurturing a newborn, reflecting the author's broader view that secure attachment is supported by family participation, rather than by one caregiver alone. This matters because it widens the practical scope of attachment parenting. Closeness, responsiveness, and caregiving are presented as shared responsibilities that can strengthen the whole household. In a parenting genre often centered almost entirely on maternal labor, the inclusion of fathers helps position attachment parenting as a family system rather than a single parent technique. The book also benefits from the author's pediatric and nursing backgrounds, which give it a professional but approachable tone. Their experience allows them to link emotional guidance with common infant care questions, such as sleep, feeding, and newborn soothing. This combination of expertise and accessibility is a key reason the book has remained well known. Caregivers and readers who want a clear introduction to attachment parenting, rather than a broad survey of child development theory. Its main value lies in how it connects philosophy to practice. It does not just say that babies need love, but explains how specific habits such as breastfeeding, baby wearing, close sleeping, and responsive crying can express that love in daily life. For readers exploring infant care decisions, it offers a coherent framework that helps them think through trade-offs in sleep, feeding, and parental responsiveness. It also stands out because it comes from the perspective of a pediatrician and a nurse who are writing as experienced child health professionals, not as detached theorists. Compared with many parenting books that focus on behavior management or sleep training, this one is more relationship-centered and emotionally grounded. That makes it especially useful for readers who want a nurturing model with a strong internal logic, even if they do not adopt every recommendation. Its influence comes from turning attachment into a concrete caregiving approach. If you would like to support William Sears, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.